USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two law enforcement officers shot last night in a small town in central Washington state. One of them, a sheriff's deputy, died. A second officer from a nearby town is hospitalized, as we hear from Michael Crow of King 5 TV in Seattle.
That the deputy was taken to the hospital over in Ellensburg, where he did pass away. That other officer, the city of Kittitas officer, was taken again by Life Flight over to Seattle and is still being treated right now.
It happened when an attempted traffic stop sparked a shootout. The suspect was also killed. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says he will sign legislation that's headed to his desk that will create the nation's most restrictive ban on abortions upon detection of a fetal heartbeat about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The only exception would be for medical emergencies. And this is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Black smoke from a chemical fire that's been burning for days still filling the skies near Houston.
For 3 days, a chemical plant has been on fire. Residents are worried about claims that the air quality is not a health threat. Company spokeswoman Alice Richardson gives reassurance.
ITC is a safe company. I have worked here for over 20 years, and I believe in it, and I can guarantee you that we would never do anything that is wrong to hurt our environment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. Border Patrol officials in Detroit say they're making more arrests than before at the Canadian border. Agents arresting over 1,900 people in the 2018 fiscal year, an 80% jump from the previous year. The Detroit area arrests accounting for nearly half of the arrests at the Canadian border. Tonight's Powerball jackpot's worth over a half a billion dollars. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A U.S. ally has imposed a major media crackdown. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Egypt's top media regulator putting into effect tighter restrictions, allowing the state to block websites and social media accounts with over 5,000 followers if they're deemed a threat to national security. The Supreme Media Regulatory Council is also able to impose stiff penalties, all without having to obtain a court order. Critics say some of the measures published in the Official Gazette late Monday are stricter than those approved by lawmakers last year. Prominent Egyptian journalists are calling the measures unconstitutional, saying they grant far-reaching powers to authorities to censor the media in violation of basic press freedoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Efforts continue in New Zealand to identify the 50 people gunned down during a shooting rampage at two mosques. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush says the FBI and other national agencies are helping out.
We're also working very closely with other countries, our other Five Eyes partners, in terms of cooperation around the profiles, the travel, etc., to build a comprehensive picture of this person that we will put before the court.
The first funeral has been held for a father and son that were killed in the attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.